That's right. God promised me another 100,000 today. She said, well, I'm sure the day's not over yet. God will have something to do. Well, the dentist came over with his wife, and he told us a story. He said, I went to pray with you because I went home and told my wife for the most beautiful miracle I'd ever seen. And then she said, well, why don't we experience things like that? Well, David and Becky have given everything. So, you know, maybe that's why God gives them everything. Well, maybe we should do the same. Well, why don't we experience it? Let's do that. So they went to their personal checking account, wrote a check and emptied it. They went to their business account and emptied it. Went to their savings and emptied it. And he handed me an envelope with three checks in it. And I, just a minute, doctor. 100,000? He said, how did you know? There was exactly $100,000 in that envelope. God, today for his church, is offering to do things that are impossible for us to do. In fact, we cannot finish the work. In fact, the work is so great that it's totally impossible. No matter if everybody gave everything, God's people don't have enough money. Even if we were faithful, even if we gave everything, it's still impossible. Of course, we need to give everything so God can open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Whatever God asks you to do, it's his money anyhow. Some of you knelt here last night and said, Lord, you're the Lord of everything. You can have everything. When you do that, you then become a manager for God and a steward, and you just pass it on and you get more. And the more you give, the more you get. That's the law of heaven we learned last night, remember? Give and it shall be given unto you. Freely have received, freely give. And so the more you freely give and pass it on to God's work, as he inspires you, whatever work, go to Africa, China, whatever it is he inspires you to do, if you will do it. And we don't have enough resources to finish the work. God's people need money to finish the work, and we don't have any. What should we do? Can you imagine them saying that? They will never say that because they own everything. So what does God's people need today to become mission-driven? Mission-driven. Everything you do should fulfill the mission. The mission of the church, reaching people. That's the last thing. The ship is sinking. And launching life rafts is the only thing that should matter to us, no matter what profession you are. Whether you work for the church or don't work for the church. Whether you're self-employed, whether you're a volunteer. Whatever it is, professional, non-professional. The mission should occupy your mind every waking moment. How can I use my profession, my resources, my influence to finish the mission? If we would think like that, resources would be poured on us faster than we can think. The more you use into God's work, the more you receive, because heaven is just looking for excuses. This afternoon I'm going to share some more stories about how I had to let go of some things and how immediately it was replaced. And some of you might have already experienced that. But we don't have money in the church because we have not been found faithful while we have already. The reason we're so short of money is we have been unfaithful stewards. We have taken care of our needs, our institution's needs. We have reserved things when people are drowning all around us. Everywhere, the world. Can you hear them? You slept last night, and I slept, and we didn't hear them. You know the angels have to live with all those children in Lima, Peru? I used to call people by name all the time. Hi, Jose, how are you doing? Hi, Fernando, how are you? Street children that live on a street. And one day I said, what happened to Jose? He disappeared. We don't know where he is. Somebody kidnapped him. A few weeks later, Jose showed up again. This time, he showed up without any corneas. He was kidnapped by a group of people, taken by an ophthalmologist. They stole his corneas and they sell it on the international market, and they dumped him back out on the street blind again. Can you imagine what heaven thinks about that? Jose's out on the street if he's still alive today, and other children. Can you hear their cries? You think God doesn't care about them? You think only your family cares? God doesn't have any favors. Jose on the street is just as much loved by God as you, as he loves you. And you and I have extra life jackets somewhere in some closet, in some garage. And God expects his people to stand up and be counted, because we're about to hear the words, thou unfaithful steward, servant, take away that which he has and throw him out in the outer dark. We're about to hear those words, many of us, because we have taken care of our needs while God's children are out there drowning everywhere. In Benton Harbor, in Berrien Springs, in Chicago. Chicago's filled with it. New York. The rest of the world. And I hope that today, somehow through this series, you will capture a vision of what that loving Father wants to do. He's looking for excuses to pour his resources, but he will only do that on people who are found faithful. If you will focus on accomplishing the mission, God will give you the resources to do that. May God bless you. Thank you so much.